Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Tech Canvas CIT Nights podcast. This is one of your co-hosts, James Smith, and I'm going to allow my other one to introduce himself.
Yeah, my name is Dustin Burnett. We are classmates at CIT in Nashville.
So this first episode is, I think it's an important episode. It's called Basic IT in Real Life. Basically, we're going to talk about IT terminology and even IT knowledge that you display in your day-to-day life without even realizing it. I think one we can use, for example, is just getting to this ordeal. Oh, here we are. Because we went through so much trial and error trying to get here between simply trying to download an app, you know, having to deal with permissions to our first go round, just not even working.
Not recording it. It was.
And we had to figure out, you know, why it wasn't working, but that's a topic for another video.
Yeah.
Dustin, can you think of any other, you know, examples of people using IT in real life? I mean, even, of course, your own personal experience, which coincides with this.
I mean, aside from getting this all set up, like administrative permissions and trying to get everything straightened away, just basic things like setting up a computer.
Yeah, setting up a computer is a huge one that people don't realize. Like, think about it. How often do you really call someone to set up your computer for you? Yet, that is basic IT knowledge. Like, if you're in an enterprise or a business, the users don't set up their own computers. No, they call in the IT people to do that. Users don't set up their own computers in businesses. Yet, in our own life, we don't call IT specialists to set up our computers for us. I think another one, and this is kind of out there, but I consider it. So me and my dad were setting up some doorbell cameras for our home this week. And honestly, the amount that I had to do, you know, I had to, one, set up my, I had to set up the doorbell to my phone via Bluetooth. Then using that Bluetooth connection, I had to connect the doorbell to my home Wi-Fi. And like, believe it or not, that is all still basic IT stuff. We're talking like me setting up a personal area network between the doorbells to my phone. And that's what it is, guys. It's called a personal area network. But we'll get into that when we talk about acronyms. But basically, a personal area network is a peer-to-peer connection, most of the time using Bluetooth between devices. But again, that's IT stuff that we're talking about. Like, even Dustin can tell you when it's coming to setting up something as simple as a gaming console.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, finding the correct wiring, hooking it up to the internet, either wired or wireless, managing all the cables to make it look decent, trying to get all the settings set up so it looks pretty.
Exactly. He's exactly right. I mean, even with the controllers, you know, because the controllers connect to the console via Bluetooth, are wired if you're like charging it. Obviously, if the battery's dying, you would charge it and connect it to but when it's charged, obviously you use Bluetooth. But the point is, okay, this is basic like IT stuff. This is knowledge that I'm not gonna say every person possesses, but the majority of people possess it. And if you don't know how to do something, chances are your neighbor does. Okay. This is stuff that you probably don't need to call an IT specialist for. But the reason I say this is like if you're in a business, this is the stuff that they have IT specialists for. Like when they're needing connections, when they're needing wirings, they would call the IT department for this. Yet in your own life, where you don't have your own IT department, you're doing this yourself, because again, this is like knowledge that a lot of us possess. You don't think about it as like IT, but IT is a very broad industry. I mean, Dustin can tell you about all the stuff we've learned in class over our trimesters here at TCAT, where it's like we're surprised almost every day what encompasses the IT industry, honestly.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, one that most people are like more than competent with is just their cell phones, getting that all set up. Yeah, just a broad range of devices that you got around the house. Yeah, exactly. Anything like connected to the internet or exactly. Electronic devices.
Exactly. And shoot, even when the wireless stuff isn't working properly, ergo when your PlayStation is dealing with a little bit of lag and you're just like, I'm going to connect it to Ethernet. That's still IT, you know, knowing your connections, knowing your, like, knowing all of your connections, like, that is all IT, you know, we can go on forever talking about all the different things you do in your day-to-day life that is part of IT, but we'd also be here forever. And I don't have that type of attention span. So I know you guys don't. So we're just going to leave it at those couple of things. But that just gives you something to think about, because our next episode, we're talking about troubleshooting in real life, because a big part of IT is troubleshooting, and you guys troubleshoot things all the time, again, without realizing it. So just keep that in your back. Keep that in the back of your mind as you listen to our next recording, and you will be, again, just surprised at how many things you just do on your own. But I'm going to go ahead and sign off. I'm going to let my partner sign off too. You know, if he wants to give his own little outro. I'm not that special. I don't give outros.
I got nothing at the moment. It's been good.
All right. Well, we will see you guys, or not. I guess we won't see you, and nor will you see us. But just prepare to listen to our next episode. It's going to blow your mind, just like hopefully this one did.